Right back in here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan. Before we get into our intriguing games of the weekend, Bob's going to give you something that is intriguing for today and today only.
Yeah, free foaling Fridays all October long. Every Friday from 2 to 6, get in early and get foaling just before 6 o'clock, and it is free. They'll have rotating drink specials, seasonal selections for the fall. You got a larger group, you want to reserve some space, do so on their website, foalingkc.com. So free foaling every Friday in October. Just tell them you heard it right here on 96.5 The Fan, and you can foal for free, baby.
This is a topic that has nerd written all over it because Mac's number one intriguing matchup over the weekend. Mac, take it away. This is all you, my man.
No, wait. This is actually a surprise. I think Bob is the one that said this.
Well, it's intriguing for one reason and one reason only. Is Doug Peterson getting fired after this game? And it's Jacksonville versus New England in London. Obviously, it's the early game. If I'm up, I'll flip it on, obviously. But it's not going to be. Oh, I will be. But, you know, if I'm out running shirtless or something on Sunday morning, you know, through the neighborhood, I'll probably.
What if he wins this game like 13-10?
13-10? I still think you keep him. You don't. Okay. I don't think you fire him after a win. Right, and it's really weird that New England is playing in Old England. How about that as well, too? You know, you think the British people are going to be rooting for New England because it's got England in the name?
No, because they're revolutionary, like American soldiers.
Oh, you think they'll be scared? Like like we're attacking? Like you're going to see the Patriots in there taking care of business in London?
But get your redcoats.
Yeah, exactly. Like the redcoats are coming, man. So you got New England and
Paul
Jacksonville.
Revere.
It's intriguing just because I want to know if Jacksonville loses, is this it for Doug Peterson?
Yes, 1,000%.
But who are you going to hire? You
Mike
know, Jacksonville
Vrabel.
Is still in that kind of, you know, like we fire a guy, hire a guy, fire a guy, hire a guy, fire a guy, hire a guy. Like that's part of the reason why they're a disaster right now is because they just can't figure it out from that head coaching standpoint. But Doug Peterson, too, also, like, that guy has fallen so far. I kind of feel bad for him. The man won a Super Bowl and basically has become irrelevant since winning that Super Bowl. Philadelphia got rid of him. Then he sat out a year, and now he's coaching Jacksonville, took them to the playoffs, one of the great comebacks in the postseason, and they haven't done anything since that playoff game basically here in Kansas City and haven't won in almost a year or won one time in a year since last Thanksgiving. So I don't want to say you have to fire Doug Peterson, but that's the way the NFL works, man. And if they lose to the Patriots of all teams, there's a good chance that, you know, Monday morning, Doug Peterson is looking for work and the Jacksonville Jaguars have an interim head coach.
Is there a coach in the NFL that has more than one Super Bowl trophy other than Reed?
Currently coaching.
Tomlin's
right
only got one, right?
Tomlin has
Harbaugh. Harbaugh has one.
Yeah,
because I mean, outside of the Chiefs and the Patriots, not many people have. No, McVay's got one.
McVay's got one.
Yeah, one.
But I mean, it's McVay, Harbaugh, your
Tomlin,
boy last night,
and Sean Payton.
Those are the only coaches inside the NFL right now that have Super Bowl rings. Doug Peterson.
Yeah, Doug Peterson.
So I mean, Tomlinson hasn't really like won us anything significant since he won one. Like, there's
Tomlin.
Yeah,
yeah, and still he did, like since he inherited a great team. Yeah,
it's interesting because like we say that about Doug Peterson having won Super Bowl, but like no one else outside of the names, unless I'm missing one, I don't think I am.
Continues to prove my point. All of these coaches in the NFL are irreplaceable parts. They all suck. They really do. There's like five or six good coaches in this league. The rest are just average replaceable parts.
I guess McCarthy has one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going through the teams. That's interesting. Like, now that Belichick's out, there's only one, multiple
Andy's
Super Bowl?
The only one with multiple Super Bowl championships.
That just shows you the dominance that two teams have had over the last 20 years.
I know, and everybody thinks the NFL has got parity in it, right? It doesn't. Not at all. No parity in the NFL. Baseball has parity. The NFL does not. But the NFL sells hope better than baseball does, makes it feel like there's parity in the league. But at the end of the day, it's either the Chiefs or Patriots that are standing on top.
Does Tomlin have two? He got the one against Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there another one that I'm missing?
I don't think so.
No. Text line says Tomlin has two, but I'm trying to think of the other one that he would have.
Who would they have beaten?
Because who did Cowher beat in his final Super Bowl with
They that was in Detroit. They beat Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Tomlin took over. They beat Arizona. Yeah, they haven't won one since then. No.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Someone says Tomlin has two with Big Ben. There's no. I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He inherited a great team and he won and hasn't.
He's got
sense.
One Super Bowl, though, right?
Yeah.
You looked it up?
Yes, I just looked it up.
Yeah, so no, he doesn't have two. So, yeah, it's interesting. Let's see here. Another intriguing.
Harbaugh hasn't done anything in a decade and a half either. You know?
His brother with the lights out.
Yeah.
On the football field.
Right.
Detroit at Minnesota is intriguing.
Well, Google's saying, yeah.
He does have two?
They're saying yes, too.
So you're wrong.
So you looked it up, and yet you're still wrong.
Wait, oh, okay. Yeah, no, he has two appearances. Why does Google do that? No, he has two appearances. He does not have two rings.
Okay.
Who do they lose to in the Super Bowl?
Packers.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers beat him.
Oh, that's Aaron Rodgers. Yep. Okay, that's so long ago, it doesn't matter.
Detroit, Minnesota is interesting and intriguing as well. Sam Darnold off the bye, Minnesota 5-0, and they get the heavily high-powered offense of Detroit. I just saw their offensive coordinator on Good Morning Football. They took his press conference. By the way, did you see Dan Campbell's press stand where he was at?
Dude, no. What is why did
he looked like Honey, I Shrunk the Coach.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
God, oh, God. It's crazy. It's like they dropped off like a U-Haul truck, and he gave the speech from there.
Oh.
But Detroit, Minnesota, this is our first like big northern battle, right? Like, I know that we'll get Packers and Bears and oh my. And
those are fringe teams, though. These are the real teams in the NFC North.
So far, I think Packers are good. I think they're going to be really great because Jordan Love looks like he's ready to go and make a march for the MVP. But this game's intriguing as all hell. I mean, Detroit-Minnesota rivalry matchup could be 65 points on the board in this game. Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yes.
Like, this could get good. This game could be really. Is it a nooner?
I think this is a nooner.
That's a great nooner. Cincy at Cleveland is the obvious here because Burrow can't beat the Browns and Nick Chubb's back and they can't stop the run.
I don't know why this game is on the list.
Yeah, Nick Chubb's back and I mean, if they lose, the season's over. If Bengals lose, the season's over.
That's tough that the rest of their games are literally win or go home for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. Yeah, it's playoff football the rest of the way for Cincinnati. Yeah.
I do think it's intriguing because Burrow literally cannot beat the Browns. It's in Cleveland. And Nick Chubb's back, and the Cincinnati Bengals can't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Nick Chubb's going to, for fantasy people, I know you'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I don't know if he's going to get like 20 carries. I think they're going to ease him in.
Me too. Jerome Ford's good.
But they're also without Amari Cooper, who is like the all-time target leader in that team. We'll see if Jerry Jeudy can do anything for that offense. But, I mean, if it's me, I would take Cincinnati, and I'd lay the points.
Cleveland's in give-up mode right now.
Yeah, oh yeah. You talk about teams that this is the week where the white flag gets waved.
Yeah, Cleveland's in give up mode. They're building that new stadium and they're giving up on the season.
And how much more length do we give until the offensive line stops giving a rip?
Oh,
and they're like, put Jameis Winston in there, or we don't care. Because I'm not saying that they're going to try to get their quarterback hurt. That's not what I'm saying. But to block it 100% as opposed to blocking 85%.
Why am I giving my all when I got this guy back here who's not capable of playing?
Yeah, and you're not winning.
And you're not winning games.
You're just I don't know. It's
and he hasn't owned up to any of it. There's not been one.
No, he's a piece of.
No, he's trash. That.
Yeah.
I could play better. I got to do. No, none of that. None of that.
Mm. How many does McVay have? He has one.
He has one.
Been to two.
Yep.
The next intriguing matchup here, Philly at the Giants.
Couple of reasons why this is intriguing. Mm-hmm. Number one, the Saquon Barkley response from the crowd, how he does in this game. I'll get more to that in the cover too.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if the Giants lose, how much closer they are in trading guys and waving the white flag and saying, Slayton, you can go to Kansas City now and be a piece to that offense. So that's kind of what you're looking for in this one. And, you know, I think with every loss that mounts in Philadelphia, they get closer and closer to firing Nick Sirianni as well. I mean, the guy shaved his head and brought his kid to a press conference. That's Todd Haley type stuff. Okay?
And it was chirping at Browns fans in the crowd in Philadelphia.
Chirping at Philadelphia fans in the crowd at Philadelphia. He was not chirping at Browns fans. Mm. He was chirping at his own
fans.
So you chirped at your own fans, you shaved your head, and you brought your kid to a press conference. That shows me right then and there the line is starting to crumble a little bit under Nick Sirianni. He's holding on for dear life.
Another intriguing matchup, which is the final one on our list, is Bob's Jets his Steelers as well. It's a tough matchup for you. Get your most hated quarterback, get your most loved coach who's going to be shuffling through the quarter. It seems like Russell Wilson's going to start.
I don't know if Russell Wilson's going to start or not, man. I think that's ridiculous if they do start Russell Wilson. You're 4-2 right now. Continue to ride. I don't want to say the hot hand, but the hand that got you there right now, that's obviously your defense. I don't think the Jets are going to be able to score that many points against the Steelers. They're that good on defense. I think TJ Watt's going to eat the lunch of Aaron Rodgers this weekend because he's an immobile human being. He can't throw. His line isn't that good. He's going to get demolished. That's why, you got Devontae Adams. Did you improve your offensive line? Because that thing sucks.
Mm.
I think the Jets pwn the Steelers on Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think that offense is going to look killer.
You're about to get pwned.
Who's playing? Are they get a new offensive line?
I mean, it hasn't been as bad as people want to
say. You guys say the rah-rah around the new coach or the new quarterback. Do you think there's a rah-rah around the new arrival of the offense of Devontae Adams?
I don't know. It's a wide receiver that's 31 years old that has a hamstring injury.
No, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't. Oh, he doesn't? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had heard that for 2 weeks he didn't play.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
Yeah, he fits it perfect with Aaron.
Ravens at Bucks. We don't have that on our list for intriguing matches.
Monday night football.
Game, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a solid one.
Yeah, it's two top five offenses.
Yeah, Baker versus Lamar, last year's MVP versus the MVP front runner right now in Baker Mayfield, believe it or not. 15-5, leads in touchdown passes, leads in passing yards in the NFL.
So weird.
One Baker Mayfield. All right, let's get into the cover two. Bob, who are you covering this weekend?
Well, number one is going to be the Jets for me. I mean, how can you not be watching the Jets and Steelers this weekend, right? Like, that is, to me,
Sunday night,
the most intriguing matchup for a number of reasons.
So you're literally waiting all day Sunday for
Sunday night, as Carrie Underwood tells me, right?
Those legs.
Oh, my goodness.
They make a man weak.
Best since Katie Couric. It's going to be compelling to see Aaron Rodgers and Adams, and I know everybody's going to expect the world, right? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
As they should, the way they delivered it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Devontae Adams will probably have 3 catches for 20 yards. Aaron Rodgers will get his ass sacked because there's no offensive line. The offensive coordinator ain't going to call any good plays. The Jets are not winning this football game. Pittsburgh is going to take care of business. So I'm just excited to see Aaron Rodgers cry. Now that he's got his buddy alongside, what else are we going to do here, Aaron, and complain? The other one is going to be Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Does he make an impact for the Eagles in his return to New York? Giants have a really good defensive front, okay? They can play defense on the front line. Does he have an impact? And what kind of boos does he get? Like, if he scores a touchdown, do they throw beer bottles and things? Like, I don't think they will. But, you know, I don't think the boos are going to be as loud as if he was like a former Jet playing in a game against the Jets. Because Giant fans still are a little more reserved. What?
Was that a burp?
It was a burp.
What the hell was that?
Cut that back.
Cut that back and play it.
Good Lord.
It sounded like John Coffey took the flies out of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it did. That's the last movie I owned on VHS.
I'm sorry, boss. He had to go.
So sorry.
Is he dead now?
Yes.
He is, yeah.
For about 5 to 6 years. Yeah, play that burp back. It was just like a...
Yeah, good Lord.
So he thought about your take on the cover, too, I guess. Do you think Saquon celebrates if he scores?
Well, everybody celebrates when they score.
Not everybody. Sometimes they'll put the ball down and respect the respect
the
audience.
No, I mean, you got to celebrate. You get in the end zone in the NFL, you got to celebrate.
Do you have the burp?
I've got to. Let me take off the NFL music and let me get it for you. Okay. Yeah, give me 1 second.
All right, I'll get into my cover two. My cover two is similar to yours in the first one. I am interested in both wide receivers in their new homes. I do love Amari Cooper to the Bills. I thought that was the better move. I thought the Jets got better, though, because Aaron Rodgers needs more people to throw to than Josh Allen does, in my opinion. Josh Allen's been great this year without Amari Cooper. They've added Amari Cooper in Buffalo. I'm interested to see what that's like, because unlike Stephon Diggs, I don't think Amari Cooper is as exalted as Stephon Diggs. I think he's just a guy that like wants to win. He went from Dallas to Cleveland. Cleveland didn't work out, obviously, because of what they did to their quarterback.
If he wants to win, why would you go from Dallas to Cleveland?
Well, that was probably before. He probably wanted the bag. So he got it after he left Dallas. Jerry Jones didn't give it to him. Another mistake. And so now he's in Buffalo. Josh Allen has a legit wide receiver one, which can make that offense a little bit different. And I'm interested to see how he is played into that role. I don't think that he will skip a beat. In fact, I think he will probably lead in targets. I think he'll probably have at least 5 to 6 catches.
I think it's a better addition for Buffalo than I do for the Jets adding Devontae Adams.
And that's fair. I just think that the Jets get better because of what Devontae Adams is. I'm also interested in how quickly we see Aaron Rodgers just kind of push Garrett Wilson to the side. Garrett Wilson is a stud.
I'll take Garrett Wilson here right now.
I love Garrett Wilson. I think he's super talented, the former offensive rookie of the year. And
I hope he does get pushed to the side and says, I want out.
And
let's get him here in Kansas City. Let's go.
And I'm interested to see how Devontae Adams is able to react to Aaron Rodgers. We haven't seen the two play with each other since
2021.
Right after COVID. Mm-hmm. And it's 2024. So it's been 3 years. We talk about the NFL, you miss a year. It's magnificent to your career it's anti-magnificent to your career because of how much you've missed. And to see their relationship, kind of see if it's rusty, to see if it's still there. I'm interested to see that as well. The other one is the rookie of the year leader right now in Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels coming off a heartbreaking loss to the Baltimore Ravens. They were in that game. They lost by 7. Victory formation, Lamar Jackson. They think Jaden Daniels is Lamar 2.0. If I'm him, I'm ecstatic with that sort of comparison.
Sure, that's a great comparison.
He is not only a rookie of the year candidate, but he is an MVP candidate, whether you want to believe it or not. He has completely, he and Dan Quinn and that ownership have flipped that Commanders franchise around. They're a fun team to watch, and they have a game in which they can literally boat race the team they play, which is the Carolina Panthers. And if Jaden Daniels go out there and hang out with 4 touchdowns and throw for 250 and run for about 50 and really show the league that, yeah, he had a tough game against Lamar, but he did that and more against a team that he should have beat up in Carolina. They're -8. I love the Commanders in this points. I'd almost alt spread it to 10, but I'm interested to see if Jaden Daniels can bounce back after a tough loss against a tough opponent, which is what it's going to be like in the playoffs as games get tougher. We did this last year with CJ Stroud. I think we're doing it this year with Jaden Daniels. Unfortunately, Caleb Williams is on a bye, but in 2 weeks, you better believe my cover two will involve those two quarterbacks as they'll play each other for the rookie of the year.
And if Jaden Daniels doesn't go out there and ball against Carolina, the MVP conversation's over.
For sure. He's that young.
Yeah.
And they know that he has the rookie of the year award already. Very rarely would we see rookie and MVP go the same player. And this is one of those games where it's like, hey, look, you're playing Carolina. You're coming off a tough out of division loss.
You got to
play big. Go out there and flex that hog.
Yeah, go show everybody who you are. And if he doesn't go out there and play big, then we'll talk about Patrick Mahomes still getting that MVP.
Macabelch? You hear that thing, dude?
I did.
One more time. I mean, it's like, I'm telling you, the flies. I mean,
it sounds like
out.
Death coming out of you.
That's what I'm saying. It's those flies.
Yeah.
Sorry. My cover two, you bring up Saquon Barkley. We go with another running back and go Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Everyone hates the Cleveland Browns. There's two guys that I like on the Cleveland Browns. Miles Garrett. I'll make it 3. But there's two guys that can really save what is left of the Browns season. One of them is Nick Chubb. The other is Jameis Winston.
They're 1-5. There's nothing left of the Browns season.
When I say save, I'll forget playoffs, forget actual contention, just to have a good time, to fans to not hate their lives for the rest of the season.
Oh, if you're a Browns fan, sell your tickets. If they'll give them away. I mean, like, there's no reason to go watch that team.
That's one of my favorite players to watch, and seeing his letter to the fans was awesome. I'm rooting for him hard. I'm going to root against the Browns. Well, not this week. I'm going to root for the Browns against the Bengals, but I'm going to root for him hard. He's first team all class, and I hope he individually buries Cincinnati. Second's going to be the Giants, because if they lose, that means more chances for the Chiefs to acquire Darius Slayton.
Yeah. Or Daniel Jones.
If he loses, if the Giants win, they're 3-4. They're tied with the Eagles. Cowboys on a bye. That means they're all pretty much locked up at that 3-3, 3-4 marker with the Commanders up. That means their season is over. That means there's a less likelihood that the Chiefs can go out there and get Darius Slayton, who's probably, I mean, I would say all of our number one choices right
now. I think it has to be, because I think I think your number one choice would probably be Justin Jefferson, but let's use logic and talk about logically what your number one choice would be,
right?
And it gets whittled down, and it is Darius Slayton that probably is that number one choice. And look, the Chiefs are very active in trying to get a wide receiver. They called Oakland trying to get Devontae Adams. They were told Mr. Davis is not going to trade him to a division rival, and so you move on. So you know that the Chiefs are active. They're trying to get better at wide receiver. They're trying to do what they can to improve that offense, and you can only do as much as another team will allow you to do. And until these teams realize that they're out of it, they're not going to be trading off their parts. They still want to sell tickets. They still want to make money. It's still a business. But you get to that point in the season where you do have to recognize, if you're the Giants or the Browns or the Bills or whoever the case may be, that we're not in this thing right now. And it's better for us to trade off some of our expiring contracts, get some draft picks. And I don't want to say start the rebuild, but continue to build and continue to use draft picks to make our team better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the Giants are. After a loss, if they lose this game, they'll be, 2-5?
2-4.
2-4 if they lose this game. So if you lose this game, you're sitting at 2-4. You're probably out of it. You've got to start to realize you're out of it. But again, nobody's going to make a move until they realize they're out of it. And they have to realize it themselves. I always tell people about, like, losing weight or quitting smoking. Until you're ready, there's nothing anybody can tell you to do. Mm-hmm. So until the Giants are ready, or Jacksonville's ready, or Carolina's ready to admit that their season is...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's over. The Chiefs can't just go out there and kidnap wide receivers and bring them to Kansas City.